Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. India says Pakistan has undermined the spirit of Indus Waters Treaty through sustained hostility and cross-border terrorism. Union Minister Piyush Goyal says ongoing FTA talks with New Zealand will pave the way to boost trade, investment and innovation linkages. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia has begun developing next-generation nuclear-powered cruise missiles. In the United States, India-born Ghazala Hashmi makes history by winning Virginia Lieutenant Governor's race, becomes first South Asian American and first Indian origin woman to hold the post. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said Pakistan has undermined the spirit of the Indus Waters Treaty through sustained hostility and cross-border terrorism, delivering India's national statement at the plenary session of the Second World Summit for Social Development in Doha. Mr. Mandavia stressed that the neighbouring country has also repeatedly misused the treaty mechanisms to obstruct India's legitimate projects.
Pakistan has weakened the spirit of Indus Water Treaty through sustained hostility and cross-border terrorism. It has repeatedly misused the treaty mechanism to create obstacles in India's legitimate projects. As far as the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir is concerned, Pakistan has no right to comment on India's internal matters.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the ongoing negotiations on the free trade agreement between India and New Zealand will pave the way for expanding trade, investment and innovation linkages. Mr. Goyal was addressing the Indian diaspora along with New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and Commerce Minister Todd McClay. He said the government is working to promote ease of doing business by reducing tax burden, eliminating red tapism and lowering compliances.
A potential free trade agreement with New Zealand will not only strengthen our trade and investment ties, but will give a big message to the world that New Zealand and India have come closer together. They're going to work together for a better future for the people of New Zealand, for the people of India, providing new opportunities of business, creating new job opportunities, adding to the economic development of both nations.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said the partnership between India and Japan contributes to enhancing strategic stability in the Indo-Pacific. Addressing the 8th India-Japan Indo-Pacific Forum in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar added that India-Japan partnership must focus on leveraging strengths, bolstering supply chains and investing in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, critical minerals, clean energy and space. The External Affairs Minister mentioned that as two major democracies and maritime nations, India and Japan have a larger responsibility towards the Indo-Pacific, and the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative has the potential to advance contributions.
The India-Japan partnership must focus on leveraging our strengths, bolstering our supply chains, and investing in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, critical minerals, clean energy, and space. As two major democracies and maritime nations, India and Japan have a larger responsibility towards the Indo-Pacific. The Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative, where Japan co-leads the maritime trade, transport, and connectivity pillar, has the potential to advance our contributions.
Minister of State for Commerce and Industry Jitin Prasada held a meeting with Romania's State Secretary, Ministry of Transport, Horacio Lucien Cosma, in Brasov, Romania today. In a social media post, Mr. Prasada said they discussed opportunities for collaboration in infrastructure development, logistics and connectivity between India and Romania. The Minister of State led the India Business Delegation at the India-Romania Business Forum. India and the United States today reaffirmed commitment to enhanced interoperability and mutual security as they concluded the two-day India-US Military Cooperation Group, MCG, meeting in Hawaii. According to the headquarters of the Integrated Defense Staff, HQIDS, Chief of Integrated Defense Staff, Air Marshal Ashutosh Dixit, co-chaired the 22nd edition of the MCG meeting on the 3rd and 4th of this month with Lieutenant General Joshua M. Rudd, Deputy Commander, U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. The HQIDS said the senior military leaders of both countries held productive discussions yesterday, focusing on strengthening bilateral defense engagements, enhancing interoperability, and promoting a free, open, and secure Indo-Pacific region. This is Akashwani giving you world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said Russia has begun developing the next generation nuclear-powered cruise missiles. Addressing an award ceremony for weapons developers in the Kremlin, President Putin said the nuclear-capable weapons were of historic significance for Russia and for the entire 21st century. He said the speed of the next generation of nuclear-powered cruise missiles will be more than three times the speed of sound, and in the future they will even become hypersonic. Mr. Putin said all their plans for the development of promising weapons systems for the development of the defense sector, for equipping the Russian army and navy with state-of-the-art weapons and vehicles are being implemented. Mr. Putin added that the newest avant-garde strategic missile system has entered combat duty. In the United States, India-born Ghazala Hashmi has made history by winning the Virginia Lieutenant Governor's race, becoming the first South Asian American and the first Indian origin woman to hold the post. The 61-year-old Democrat defeated Republican John Reed 6 years after she first made history as a Virginia state senator. Born in Hyderabad in 1964, Ms. Hashmi moved to the United States at the age of four, where her father began a university teaching career. In the U.S., the Democrat candidate, Zohran Mamdani, has secured victory in New York City's mayoral race. He defeated independent candidate Andrew Cuomo today. With this win, Mamdani has become the city's first Muslim and youngest mayor in generations. Mikey Sherrill won New Jersey's governor election and Abigail Spanberger won in Virginia. Meanwhile, American entrepreneur and politician Vivek Ramaswamy today issued a stern warning to the Republican Party following Democrats' sweeping victories in New Jersey, Virginia, and New York City. In a video message on social media platform, Mr. Ramaswamy described these results as a wake-up call. China has urged the Netherlands to stop interfering in internal corporate affairs and work towards a constructive solution to the issue of the semiconductor manufacturer Nexperia, an overseas subsidiary of Chinese company Wingtech. The warning came in the wake of the Dutch government's September decision to seize control of Nexperia from its Chinese parent Wingtech Technology over economic security concerns and suspend its CEO Chang Shuo-Chang. Residents of Muzaffarabad in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, continue to suffer from severe electricity shortages and prolonged load shedding despite hosting the multi-billion rupee Neelam Jhelum hydropower project. Former chairman of the Muzaffarabad Traders Association, Sardar Abdul Razak Khan, voiced frustration, noting that the project launched a few years ago has been shut down due to technical failures. Locals have demanded a transparent investigation into the project's technical and financial management. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India says Pakistan has undermined the spirit of Indus Waters Treaty through sustained hostility and cross-border terrorism. Union Minister Piyush Goyal says ongoing FTA talks with New Zealand will pave the way to boost trade, investment and innovation linkages. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia has begun developing next-generation nuclear-powered cruise missiles. In the United States, India-born Ghazala Hashmi makes history by winning Virginia Lieutenant Governor's race, becomes first South Asian American and first Indian-origin woman to hold the post. That concludes tonight's world news. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.